Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here
Fat Face. You know what? That's what they call me now. And
if you guys would like us to do a podcast that's just me reading the replies to Robbie's tweets that involve Dave Portnoy, just let me know. But I will go ahead and give you the parental warning that the kids can't be in the car for that one.
You know, and obviously the Barstool people get way more insane reactions on their mentions than I do.
Yeah.
But from a local level, there cannot be anybody that gets more weird tweets.
I think it's you.
Tweeted at me than I do.
You are. You're our Brandon Walker.
And it has, like, a lot of it has nothing to do with what I said.
That's right.
I've tweeted about this guy wearing a Starkville High School shirt,
and
they're calling
you
me.
You became an enemy of the state.
It's insane.
Yeah. So,
and I can't really. That's why I said they were freaks and bot.
Yes.
Because some of them I think are bot.
Yes.
Some of them I think are just freak.
Yes. So.
But if you're replying in that way, you are one of those two.
One of the two things.
I don't want to get that misconstrued here. You are a freak, or you're a bot.
All right, if you could shut your fat effing lips, we'll go on with the show here. Well, thank you guys for tuning in at Super Talk.
I don't know what to say about that. I have nothing to say to that.
Wherever it is that you get podcasts from, we appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service minimum out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo is in Suckernoochee.
Whoa. Watch your mouth.
Just say that's what it is.
Watch your mouth, you freak or bot. Hey, how about this?
I don't know if you saw this. A few minutes ago when I found this city, I audibly laughed. I'm surprised you didn't ask what I was laughing about.
Suckernoochee. Suckernoochee.
Suckernoochee. I defy you to tell me that's pronounced a different way.
Somebody will.
Suckernoochee. It's French.
Hey, I found out yesterday, my buddy Justin Childs, avid listener of the show, mm-hmm. is the head coach at Neshoba Central.
Okay.
I did a live stream for Starkville Neshoba Central basketball last night.
All right. Shout out to the Rockets.
Yes, and the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Yellow Jackets won big, but that is nothing to be ashamed about if you're Justin Childs and the Rockets. But they have a play called Brupolo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a little weird play?
I think it is a little weird.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the old picket fence.
Yeah.
And the reason I give the shout out to the Rockets,
watching the paint dry.
You did not tell me the Starkville coach was an avid listener. So shout out to the Rockets.
The Starkville coach is an avid listener?
No, you said you didn't say that, so that's why I'm only shouting out the Rockets.
Well, I believe the girls coach Matt Wilbanks is. I don't know about it. Anthony Carlisle, I'm not sure. I don't know where his allegiances are, and he coached the Weatherspoons, but I don't know if he is a I don't know if he's a Thunder and Lightning guy.
He needs to be.
I believe that Matt Wilbanks is.
Okay. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, you're watching some college football, it's going to be some nice weather out there. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you are cooking a weeknight meal for your family, beef is such a great ingredient. It goes into every recipe. It's easy. It's delicious. It's nutritious. It's good for you. It's delicious. Did I say delicious twice? Guess what? It's delicious. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever you're looking for this holiday season to put under the tree for the Bulldog in your life, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to be able to talk to a banker who who knows you the way they know your money. Talk to somebody at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Well, later in the show, we're going to talk to Grace DeBara from KMOV.
Queen.
Our queen. I was so happy to talk to her because it's been, you know, it's been a while since we've seen each other. Mm-hmm. And it's a short interview. I was just like, I wasn't keeping up with the time.
You were nervous.
I was
pretty girl got on camera and you got nervous.
That's
don't
what
lie.
It is. Yeah.
I talked to Grace the other
pretty
day.
Pretty girl, 20 some odd years younger than me, with a boyfriend who's a good friend of mine. Yeah, I was totally, well, I was nervous.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I'm going to go on their station too. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got to do the interview. I get to do an interview. I didn't make the rules here.
I'm just saying. So
I don't even think I'm going to get to talk to Grace.
I talked to Cole and Greg today. I was on that show. Cole,
oh, cool.
Cole Coop and Greg Becker McElroy. And you were doing. You said you did something else earlier today, didn't you? You've already done something.
Well, I did. I did. I go to Starkville High for the girls' basketball signings. The Willie Gay sisters.
I thought you did something else for this Missouri game. Was that the?
Oh yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah.
But I was just going to say.
Yeah.
I went up to Starkville High to do the signing day. And Willie Gay's sister signed with Southern Miss today, Jada.
Yeah.
And also a transfer in, Jade Brown, who's a really good player. Mm-hmm. She transferred from Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when that first happened, I'm like, that is not a normal, like, transfer. Like, Tennessee,
yeah.
Louisiana, Alabama.
Kingston Johnson's
Johnson from Louisiana.
Louisiana, yeah.
Coming from Alabama. She came in from Wyoming.
Yeah.
And both of these girls are, like, extremely, like, long-limbed, like, swatting shots left and right. But they're also, like, play like guards. She's going to Omaha.
Yeah, saw that.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. But I walk in there. Jay Hobson's the new athletic director
at
Starkville, and he's doing an incredible job. He's always, like, forward-thinking, like, trying to figure out new things to do. And so today, I walk in. I'm about to do my interview with the players. He's like, hey – one of the things I want to do one day is, like, whenever we have these signings, I want you to do, like, a video interview with the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, yeah, we can do that. And he's like, no, I want you to do it today.
Yeah.
Like, now. I was like, well, I'm wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Everybody's families are sitting in the auditorium. Like, you really want me to? Yeah, get up there and do it.
Get up there and do it.
Well, he's an old coach.
Yeah.
He's not old, but he's been a head coach.
Yeah.
So when he tells you to do something, you don't do it.
You don't ask questions.
So I got up there and we had the thing, and I guess it was okay.
All right, let's talk about this game, Mississippi State versus Missouri. Last week we talked about Georgia and their lack of pass rush, and, you know, how is that going to play out? It played out the way maybe we should have thought it would. That Georgia's pass rush is weak, but Mississippi State's offensive line is weaker. Not the case this week with Missouri. This is a defense that really does get out through the passer. They've got two guys that have already combined for 11.5 sacks. So they got two guys that have more sacks combined than Georgia had coming into the game last week, and that's Zion Young and excuse me.
State got half of Georgia's sacks for the year in one game.
Yeah, and Damon Wilson the second. So he has 6.5 sacks in the season. 15 tackles, 6.5 sacks. That's pretty good. And then Zion Young, 28 tackles, 5 sacks, 11 tackles for loss. As a team, they have 58 tackles for loss and 24 sacks. They get after the quarterback.
Not great.
Everything I'm reading about this makes me think you have to play Kamario Taylor in this game. You've got to give yourself some mobility at that position.
I mean, that's kind of what I was saying in the podcast I was on today with Missouri people, and they were kind of asking me about, you know, if – you know, what I see, if Mississippi State wins the game, what is the storyline? And one of the storylines was you stop Ahmad Hardy, or at least slow him down, and you've sold out to stop the run, and your defense accomplished that. But I think the second storyline would be about Kamario Taylor. Now, I think that you could live in a world where Blake Shapen plays in this game,
mm-hmm.
leads Mississippi State to a win, and we come out of that and we say, you know what? Jeff Lebby has had this instinct about Blake Shapen being the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was right.
Yeah.
Blake Shapen was the guy to lead Mississippi State to bowl eligibility. But the way that the style of play that Missouri has and the style of play that Mississippi State has and the deficiencies that Mississippi State has on the offensive line put up against a defensive line and linebacker crew that can get after the quarterback,
yeah,
I just don't see a way that Mississippi State sustains success drive after drive
mm-hmm.
with Blake Chapin.
Right.
And it's not all a Blake Chapin thing, as it is Mississippi State's offensive line is not built to protect a quarterback like Blake Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Chapin has got to have max protection. He's got to be able to stand in the pocket because he's not moving the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not. I mean, I think he has the ability to move out of the pocket, but his feet are kind of stuck in cement sometimes.
Right.
Kamara Taylor has active feet. He's going to move around.
Did you feel like not a shot? I don't think he took a shot, but when he talked about we can't be – Levy thought Monday something, but we can't be standing in the pocket patting the ball. That I felt like he was like saying something to Blake there.
Might have been. And that might just be a coaching thing. Like
yeah.
we watch the film and Blake is just kind of standing there patting the ball, and we need him to be surveying the landscape, going through his progressions.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see a lot of – Blake Chapin going through progressions.
Yeah.
Like, do you notice that?
No, he doesn't.
To me, it seems like snap the ball and it's immediately looking that way.
Yeah, I'm looking
and
for
then,
Thompson, basically.
And then when he sees that covered up, he finally just like shifts over here and it's too late.
Yeah.
So Taylor, of all people, as a true freshman, I kind of see him.
He's going through
boom,
it a little quicker.
Boom, boom. And I keep hearing that he's not ready. And I know there's probably some things that he isn't ready for. And we don't see practice, but just from what we've seen in games, I don't see a giant difference in the game management side of things between these two quarterbacks. Not enough to say Kamara Taylor shouldn't be the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this game, again, when we're talking about how do you win this game, to me the best opportunity to win it offensively is with a quarterback that's going to be able to run several different options and is going to be able to move the pocket a little bit and get you down the field, and that's Kamara Taylor.
And also, you're talking about the passing game there. I feel like the running game benefits from Kamara Taylor,
it
too,
does.
Because they have to focus on him. You know that those first couple of plays, they're going to be like, look, we got to hit him, right? And that gives him the opportunity that if he hands off, there should be some room there for Bothwell, for Booth. If you want to do the end-around thing or the jet sweep look with Evans or Thompson, that should be there. It was there a couple of times these past couple of games with Kamario. This is a really good Missouri defense. And you know, Corey Batoon, who's a name that might be familiar to some of our listeners, was at Ole Miss with Cutcliffe, and mm-hmm. I think maybe with Hugh Freeze for a season, has done a fantastic job, as we mentioned. 58 tackles for loss is a really big number. We're talking about 9 games, so you're talking about you're averaging almost 6.5 tackles a loss for loss in a game. 24 sacks, so we're just under 2.5 sacks per game. They've picked off 5 passes, so they don't force a ton of turnovers. They've only recovered 3 fumbles on the season, so what, 8 turnovers? It's a little less than a turnover a game. This is going to be a low-scoring, ugly game. I can feel it in my bones. I don't feel like there's any way that State this game ends up 38-35 like the last time State played when they played Arkansas on the road. This is going to be a game where if whoever can get to 24 probably going to feel really good about their ability. Matt Zoller's last week, not good. There's no getting around that. He was 7 of 22 in the game against Texas A&M for 77 yards. He ran it 3 times for negative 14 yards, so we'll just assume that those are. Yeah, well, that's definitely.
What was Ahmad Hardy in that game?
So that's the weird part. They were still able to run the football. He only had 13 carries, but he had 109 yards. It feels like if they had just kind of put the ball into his hands and given him 30 carries, they might have found a way. I don't know if they would have won, but they might have been in that game a little bit more.
They also might have A&M might have adjusted to that and stop the run.
And they had another running back, Jamal Roberts. He had a good game as well, I want to say. Yeah, he had 17 carries for 110. So they had 200-yard running backs in this game and still lost, and lost by 21.
Yeah.
So they ran it, what did I just say, for Hardy, 13 carries? So 30 times, and they threw it 22 with their third-string quarterback. Feels like they could have maybe shaved a few more passes off and made those runs. I don't know. I don't know what the game plan was there.
That's a very, because it's not like they were just getting stuffed in the run and they had to resort to throwing the ball down the field.
Right.
Also, you know, if you look at it, you have the 2 touchdowns came late in the ball game. So how much of that
there's
was
some garbage time there for sure?
Yeah, I didn't watch the Missouri game. You know, I'm still kind of like when Missouri is kind of like, you know, their games are just like, to me,
You just can't get fired up for Missouri football.
I don't know what it is. And Drinkwitz has been really good, but I don't know what it is about Missouri. Like, I'm just thinking Kentucky and Missouri are in the same, like,
I bet a lot of
with
people
me.
Excited
6:30 SEC network game every week.
I feel like a lot of people probably feel the same about Mississippi State and Ole Miss. They're like, yeah, I know Ole Miss is good, but I just can't get fired up to watch them.
They probably do.
So, and of course, we haven't mentioned Kevin Coleman, one of the leading receivers in the conference, 52 catches for 559 yards. So not as explosive, not a lot of explosive, only one touchdown on the season for Kevin Coleman as well. As a team, Missouri's only thrown for 13 touchdowns. Pribula was 11 touchdowns, 7 picks. Zollers has 2 touchdowns and 1 pick. I'm sorry, 0 picks. That's fascinating that they've only picked off 5 passes and yet they've only thrown 7. So they don't turn it over, but they don't force a lot of turnovers. It just feels like a really straightforward game. And it feels like if you're Mississippi State, you know you're going to struggle stopping the pass rush. You know that going into this game. If you start shaping, you have to account for that. You got to, call pass, some of these quick passes, maybe some of that side-to-side stuff. You got to run the football. If you just send them out there to get killed, that's what's going to happen. It feels like this game is crying out for Kamario Taylor. Today is Wednesday. We are about, 6 hours away from, as we record, from getting the first student availability report of the game. I expect shaping on it. I expect them to be questionable, and it's kind of the same path we followed the past few weeks, right? Questionable on Wednesday, and then Thursday is doubtful or probable, and we'll be able to make a decision off of that. Do you think that's correct? Do you think shaping on the list and questionable tonight?
I would think that's probably the direction that Jeff Lebby goes.
Mm-hmm. If he's doubtful, it means he's not playing.
Okay. I just don't know if he would do this early in the week, say, Shapen's out or doubtful. If Shapen is out for this game, it feels like he's out for the year, if that's the way he goes. I don't know if that's the direction. I think it's a rib injury for Shapen. He got hit on the blind side, so I don't really know much about ribs, like other than I prefer pork instead of beef.
I'm a spare rib guy over baby back.
Okay. Are you going – are we going sauce on these ribs?
I can be talked into sauce. I like sauce on my ribs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
the human rib, I have very little.
I have no idea how long it takes.
Ribs in high school.
Well, what was that like?
It hurt. I slipped in the shower and fell on the side of the tub and got myself right there. And so I was playing football, and so I had to wear a flak jacket.
I bet your coaches were pissed.
I came to practice. I was
really?
Like,
you practice with us and playing these games, and you take a hit every single play, and then you get in the shower and get hurt?
I slipped. Yeah. They were not. Yeah. It sucked. But, yeah, it hurt. It hurts. I'm trying to remember. It's been, 30 years. But, it hurts. It hurts to move. So
it hurts to live.
Yeah. A rib injury can be one, especially for a quarterback where you're constantly doing
the most. I have to wonder, I don't know what this – I don't know the extent of the injury. I don't know what it looks like for Mississippi State. What is this going to create over the next 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That's another interesting thing is you have the bye week next week.
Right.
So.
Well, I think, and we've talked about that. If Kamario plays well in this game and State wins, that's it. You have to.
But.
Will he?
Jeff Lebby. He absolutely loves Blake Shapen, and I don't fault him for that because this guy's laid it on the line.
Right.
He's been a great leader.
You can have respect, but man.
Coaches have a different perspective than fans. But
we got a text on the C-Spire text line on Sports Talk Mississippi that said, if Taylor plays well and State wins, then you start Shapen, and you go 3 and out, I mean, that stadium is going to be really bad. You can't. You have to move forward if Taylor delivers for you this week.
You have to.
But –
I mean, there's no turning back from that. That it will be bad on Blake Shapen the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Yeah.
If he comes out at his press conference after Missouri State wins the game, he comes out and Kamario has a great game and he says, "We appreciate Kamario, but it's if Blake is healthy, he's our quarterback."
Yeah.
It's going to be a riot.
It's not
gonna
be good. So
when Blake takes the field on the Black Friday, it will be
taboos.
And it's sad, but that's
where we are.
That would be the coach putting his player in that position.
Yeah.
Because at this point, If your freshman quarterback shows that he's capable of leading this team to a win on the road in the SEC, and you've seen his ability, you cannot go back to that. We've seen this movie before. We saw it with Tyler Russell. Tyler Russell was beloved at Mississippi State. The second they saw Dak Prescott running free at Auburn, it was over until Dak got hurt. And that was not, had nothing to do with Tyler Russell and who he was as a person or a player. It's just this guy gave you the best chance to win. And this is a very similar situation. You have a pass-first quarterback in Blake Chapin, and then you have a guy that people have seen, man, look what he can do with his legs. He's picking up 12, 15 yards on these carries. You know, defenses are having to account for him. He looks smooth out there. He can throw the football. It's just going to be really hard to come back from that if he has a big game. And that's a big if.
It's a big if.
I mean, if he's starting on Saturday,
Well,
his first career start.
I'll be honest with you. I think if he starts, he's going to play well. I've just seen enough to see the talent
Yeah.
that he's going to play well. I feel pretty confident. So I'm interested to see if State moves forward or not. We shall see. Let's go to this interview now. Talked earlier today to our friend Grace Ybarra, who covers Missouri, among other things, for St. Louis Television, KMOV. Up there in the Show Me State. All of our interviews here on Thunder and Lightning are presented by Alora Modern Wellness, who are now offering massage therapy. So if you need to get a relaxing massage, the place to go is Alora Modern Wellness. Again, guys, if you are working out, you got to recover. That's where Alora Modern Wellness comes in for you. They've got so many great ways to help you recover, to get your body feeling the right way. You will feel better when you walk out the door than you do when you walk in. Visit AloraModernWellness.com to see more about what they've got on offer. You can book your services right there. You don't have to call, but if you do want to, 662-268-9255. That's the number for Alora Modern Wellness, who brings you this interview with Grace Ybarra. So pleased to welcome back to the podcast the lovely Grace Ybarra, our queen, now in Missouri, covering the Missouri Tigers for KMOV up there in the St. Louis area. You were in Starkville in 2022 when Lane Kiffin and the Auburn stuff was happening. And I see a lot of similarities between what's happening with Missouri and what happened at Ole Miss that time, where I wonder about the distractions off the field. Then you combine that with a third string quarterback having to take over with injuries. Mentally, where is this Missouri team?
Man, that's a good question. If you were to ask Drink Saturday night after that loss to A&M, he used the word devastated, said the locker room was devastated. And I thought that was a pretty hard word choice. Also, just side note, I realize now after shooting that game that I shot video of Kevin Coleman walking off the field looking really sad. And I was like, this feels like deja vu. I have this exact same shot of him from the Toledo game
Yeah,
last year.
well, thanks for bringing
And
that up, Grace. We really appreciate it.
I was like, this poor kid just keeps going through it.
Can't
All I
get
get
through
is
it.
sad video of him.
Yeah.
But I mean, they looked just distraught. And it is tough because you lose your college football playoff hopes with that game, but also you do have to kind of know going into it with a third string quarterback playing the number three team in the country, like it's going to take a lot. They seem better. I was in Columbia yesterday. At least Drink is very like forward. He did not like any of my questions that were backwards facing a little bit. But I think they're trying to move on. They're big thing this week is playing for the seniors. It's their last game at Froe Field this season. So they're trying to play for their 20 seniors and trying to regroup and find something else to play for that's not the playoffs, but they were down bad on Saturday.
You look at what Matt Zollers did in that game against A&M, only 7 of 22 in the game, 77 yards. Yet, Missouri was still able to run the ball successfully. So I think that's a testament to how good Hardy and that offensive line have been. If Mississippi State can make this a one-dimensional game, can Missouri win if they can only run?
I don't think so. I think the one aspect that could help them if they can't really establish that game through the air is their defense. Their defense has been really what has kept them in games all season long. If they can create points defensively, create short field for Zollers, I think they'll be in good shape. And I also think something interesting to point out about Zollers that I didn't really realize until Drink started talking about it was that he was injured for his senior year of high school. So he really hasn't played a football game in like kind of 2 years at this point. And he looked a lot better in that Vandy game than I think he did against A&M, which is probably just a testament to A&M's defense. But I don't think they struggled to move the ball the length of the field. So if they've got to go 80, 75 yards, I don't think they're going to get it done running with the ball.
Mississippi State's offensive line has been an issue all year long. And like as you just mentioned, this is a really good Missouri defense. Damon Wilson, 6.5 sacks on the season. Zion Young, 5 sacks, 11 tackles for loss. This is where the game will be won or lost for State, in my opinion. What makes this the Missouri defensive line so good? Is it just talent, or is the scheme taking up for a lot of that as well?
I think a lot of credit goes to the defensive coordinator, Corey Batoon. But yeah, I mean, you have guys like Damon Wilson and Zion Young, who are both, I believe, projected first rounders. I don't know where Damon is. Last time I looked, Zion was maybe projected to go like in the 20s. So when you got those guys on the other side of the line, it's pretty scary for you. Damon obviously transferred from Georgia. Their linebacker is really talented. The weakness with this defense is definitely the secondary, but if they can put pressure on whoever State has at quarterback, I don't think they have to worry about that ball getting out.
Yeah, State's big thing this year is if they can protect Chapin, who I think it's going to be Chapin, then they can get the ball deep. But if they can't, well, they can't. If it is Kamario Taylor and he gives the State that extra that bonus of being able to run, how does that change what Missouri wants to do?
I don't think it would change a ton. I asked Drink about that situation yesterday, and he said they're just preparing for both of them. But they've faced a lot of mobile quarterbacks this year. So, I mean, Pavia, Marcel Reed, KU's quarterback, pretty mobile guys. So I don't think it's going to be anything new for them. And they'll be ready either way if it's Shapen or if it's Kamario.
Is this going to be a low scoring game? I feel like it is. I feel like if somebody gets the 24 points, they're probably going to get the win here.
Yeah, and it's like a 6:45 p.m. kick, and I'm like, I cannot deal with another gross, low-scoring game. I need entertainment.
Should have been here. We had a couple of good overtime games.
I
They didn't come out the right result, but the games have been exciting.
Well, maybe we'll get that. Maybe we'll get a little. I don't want to wish overtime on myself. It's gonna be
No.
a long
That's
drive
it.
back to St. Louis at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, plus it's gonna be cold. You don't wanna deal with that. All right. You know this on this podcast that we do our offensive and defensive playmaker, and then every week we pick an X factor. A guy that not gonna be not I don't want you to say Hardy here. I want you to say somebody off the radar. Who's somebody who can make a big play for Missouri in this game that we should have an eye on?
I would say Donovan Alubide. He is freshman wide receiver. I think he's been their best wide receiver, at least in the past few weeks. Very explosive, and I've seen him get a lot of the targets the last couple weeks. And I think the freshman to freshman connection is kind of fun.
And then last question, I guess. We'll do a big picture one. Drinkwitz at Missouri next year or somewhere else?
As things stand, I think he stays at Missouri.
Okay. So Kiffin to Florida is what you're saying.
Oh my gosh, don't put that on me.
You know how that goes when you know how that goes with Kiffin. We gotta be careful. We don't want you to get
We
any
have to be so careful.
We don't
Yeah.
want you to get
I
any phone
mean,
calls.
he's been dismissing kind of everything all season long, but yeah, I hope not.
Well, I will not be making the trip to Missouri. I'll get Steve to tell you
We'll
hello.
miss you.
Well, it is what it is there. So good to see you, though, my queen. We will talk to you again very, very soon. Christmas party, December 13th. If you want to make a trip down to Starkville,
Oh my, I
you're
miss the
I'm just telling you, we're more than welcome to have you come home. Grace Ybarra, KMOV in St. Louis. Thanks so much. Talk to you again.
Thank you.
Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. And the older brother, we did in fact go to Two Brothers Smoked Meats yesterday. You won't believe this; it was great, fantastic food. Had the had some I hadn't had in a while. The barbecue chicken bacon sandwich there. I love that thing. It's really good, really good.
I had
And
the pork belly taco.
you did your favorite. Yeah,
That was an excellent lunch, by the way. I cleaned every
there was
bit
nothing
of the
left.
plate.
There was literally
Sweet
nothing
potato
left.
fries, a couple of pork belly tacos.
Nothing left on the plate.
We learned some things that we might be able to say in the future. We won't say it now, but there could be some exciting things coming.
Exciting news,
That's right.
possibly on the
That's right.
horizon. We'll find out. Let you know. You know us. When we know, you'll know. What we do know right now, though, is you want to eat a great meal, it's real easy to do. Head over to the Cotton District and head over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50, brother.
Nobody ever says anything about your fat fingers. They just talk about your lips.
Because they're not fat.
Yeah, they're long and...
And I'm not fat.
Pointy.
Yeah. I'm not fat.
No, I never said you were fat. The people on Twitter said you were fat.
You know, most of my life, people, like, when I was young, people made fun of me for being chubby.
Yeah.
And then I got into college, and people made fun of me for looking like a cancer patient.
Yeah.
That's what people would call me that. Why right. would you dare use that term towards me? If people right. would call me that.
Yeah.
Somebody called me a meth head Jake Owens one time.
Who is Jake Owens?
He's a country music guy.
I'm going to look him up while you talk. I don't even
know. People have said really mean things to me over the years about my weight. And so now I'm like in the middle of, like, I got a decent.
You do look like him a little bit.
I have a decent physique.
Yeah.
I have a dad bod in most ways. But I'm not fat. I'm not skinny. I'm just kind of average. And for some reason, the burner community looks at me as a...
You're a big fat fatty.
He said I was Quasimodo. I'm turning a Quasimodo.
You're a fatty boombalatty.
Apparently so.
Well, there you go.
Anyways, where were you headed?
Looking for technology for your business? New copy or a new printer? You know where to go. Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing this for 5 decades. That's 50 years, in case you were wondering. And they have been taking care of their customers this whole time. That's how they've stayed open. They know you know that when you make a purchase at Advantage Business Systems, they're there for you after the sale. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville, you need to get Mississippi State gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. They've got the biggest and best selection in the city of Starkville, in the Golden Triangle. Nobody with more MSU gear on the shelf than my friends over at Maroon & Co. And best of all, you can use our promo code to save yourself a little money this holiday season. Thunder 15 takes 15% off the regular price. That's in-store or online. You can use the promo code Thunder 15, and you can save a little money and get yourself the Mississippi State gear that you are looking for at Maroon & Co. We are less than a week away from being at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden for Sports Talk Mississippi and Thunder and Lightning Live. That's on Wednesday, November the 19th. Please come by and see us and check that out. But more importantly, check out the incredible selection of John Deere merchandise available at Scruggs. That's the best holiday gift you can get somebody, is tell them, hey, we want you to have the best mower available. That's the one that's in John Deere green.
On a hot summer night.
If you are going to be in the Saltillo area on November the 19th, I hope you will come by and say hello to us at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name to know. They specialize in helping landowners like you make smart, sustainable decisions. They've got years of experience in forestry and land management. They are a full-service land and timber company. If you own 100 acres, or maybe you own a few thousand acres, whatever it is, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you manage your maximize your return and protect your land. Whatever it is you're looking to do, the good people at Good Hope Land and Timber can help you do it. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber.
So LSU,
oh, no.
Like, they are...
No, no, what happened now?
Well, it's just like their fans are really pushing now Kelvin Shepard.
Oh, this is happening.
And I just don't know if you want to go down that road. I think LSU...
I want them to.
I do too, but I think LSU people are so enamored with, like, the Louisiana guy, the LSU guy.
Well, it's
like, they want to have that guy.
It's the thing of, they went outside the family for Kelly, and it didn't work. So now they're going to revert and be like, whoa, we got to get somebody really inside the family. And it's just like, just go hire the best coach.
They did that with Ed Orgeron. So you cannot – here. This is the same thing I said about Mississippi State baseball. There were people in this fan base that would say, like, you know, this is the premier job in America. And at the same time, they would tell you, well, it's okay. You know, they're trying hard when they're not making it to a regional. It's hard to make to host a regional.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You can't say that you're one of the premier jobs in college baseball and have the results you were having.
Right.
If you're LSU, you can't be a top five job and go hire Ed Orgeron.
Right.
I realize he won a national championship.
Yeah.
But Ed Orgeron like, is not the coach of
it. When they
LSU.
hired him the first time, it made sense.
Yeah.
Right? They had we wanted continuity. He had recruited all those players. It was fine. But you can't bring him back.
No, there's actually people that are discussing that.
Yeah.
And now Kelvin Shepard, who has he coached college football?
Never.
He's a defensive coordinator, which is great. That he's done a great job for the Detroit Lions. But
let me look at his
resume. Does he know how to put together a staff? What's the staff look like at LSU with him?
Played in the NFL from 2011 to 2018, and then has coached with only he was the LSU director of player development in 2020. Not an on-the-field coach. And then he went to the NFL. He's only ever worked for the Lions as a coach.
I think the LSU people, they just get too enamored with the LSU side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. You want a guy that knows the culture and stuff like that, but man, that sounds like a big risk. I'm sorry I went off in that direction, but
all right. Well, I mean, we can kind of stick with that though. That you know, we were going to talk a little basketball, but honestly, I don't want to. You know, LSU's on the schedule for next season for Mississippi State, as is Auburn. And Auburn, I think, you know, far be it from me to try to give John Cohen any credit, but it feels like the names coming out of that search and the stuff you're hearing makes sense, right? Like, there's been a lot of talk about John Sumrall. That would be a fantastic hire for the Auburn Tigers.
Yep.
He would win there. Yep. I don't have any doubt about that. LSU, I feel like when that job opened up, the day it opened, you know, when Brian Kelly gets fired, I'm immediately thinking, okay, this is the one for Kiffin. Like, this is too big a job for him to turn down.
Yeah.
And then within 2 days, I was like, nope, never mind. He's not going to go there.
I mean, it was like less than 24 hours,
I think. Because the governor talks, and then they fire Scott Woodward, and then they promote the guy. And, I don't know if he's actually promoted or not. No, he is promoted.
It was the Simpson gif. Like, Lane Kiffin was walking in the house.
And then he walked right back out.
He picked his hat up and he walked right back out.
The other one where he's like backing through the bush. And he's like, I don't want anybody to know that I was here. I don't know what's going to happen here with this job. It doesn't make a lot of sense for them. Like, literally, if they just fired Brian Kelly and nobody said anything, they could hire the best coach in this cycle. As it is,
shut up.
Yeah, but as it is, they're probably going to hire an NFL defensive coordinator who, yeah, you know what it reminds me of? It's State when they were going to hire Joe Judge.
Yes.
And the comment I made at the time was, if you looked at Joe Judge's resume and he didn't play at Mississippi State,
he would not be considered.
You would lose your mind if State hired a guy like that. And the same thing is true of LSU. If Kelvin Shepard had played at Texas Tech or Oregon State or Nebraska and they hired him, they would lose their minds. But because he played there, they're like, oh, no, this is a great hire.
And you know what?
That's a terrible idea.
If I was Kelvin Shepard, I wouldn't touch this. Because, you know, like, how many people go back to their alma maters and coach and leave on great terms or leave like
very few.
Like it hardly ever
Look
happens.
Mike Gundy.
It hardly ever happens.
I mean, he got 20 years out of it. But
I mean, you just don't see a guy like that is a beloved figure or whatever come back and it end well. It doesn't happen much. So like that's always my point to the people that are enamored with hiring former players.
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's some guys out there that I think Mississippi State should hire just because they're the right people for the job.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jamar Chaney should be brought in as a linebackers coach.
Pernell McPhee is
I think
out there as well.
Pernell McPhee is a guy that would be good. You know, there are people out there
mm-hmm.
that it makes sense. It's not just go hire them. You know, Tevez Calhoun.
That's not for head coach either.
No, Tevez Calhoun is a cornerbacks coach. He's killing it at Southern Miss. He coached here before he went to Southern.
State missed on Moton. That kid's good. He had three picks last week.
Oh, they missed, but they knew they missed.
They missed.
I think, you know, I think they wanted him.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to play for Charles Huff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just I know I derailed the conversation here.
That's
but
fine.
I'm looking at that.
And talking college football, I don't mind that at all.
I don't get it. I love Kelvin Shepard. I think it's awesome. There's a dude with long dreads,
yeah,
just roaming down the sidelines calling your defensive plays.
Yeah,
this is not a guy that's like buttoned up.
If he
like
had,
this dude looks like one of the dudes.
If he was a college defensive coordinator and had been in college football the last 5-6 years, I might think it could work. But I just
he looks freaking awesome on the
we've
on the
talked about
sidelines. But like as a head coach in the SEC, I just don't know.
NFL to college, it hasn't really worked. And I mean, this is not you know, this
He's
is
got a
not.
great gig in the NFL.
Yeah, he's coaching for a really good team, got a great head coach to work for. Why would you want to subject yourself to this? I mean, the only reason you're doing it is loyalty to your alma
But
mater.
and is he even like pushing for the I don't know.
I don't
And
know.
is
Yeah, we
it
don't
even a
know.
possibility or is
We
it
don't
just
even know.
fans?
This is just something, yeah, it could just be fans talk. So, all right, we'll do basketball another day. That's fine. Well, I want to see them play this weekend anyway before I
What you
make.
don't know is I filibustered so I didn't have to do that. By the way, Mississippi State tweeted out
We're getting rid of the filibuster. That's not going to be a thing on this show anymore.
Mississippi State tweeted out happy birthday to Jaden Epps in like the middle of everybody thinking like oh,
Fine.
why would we tweet this out if there was something wrong?
It's fine.
I just hope and pray it's not another
I believe I'm
deal.
going to this game as a fan on Saturday, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, cool.
Me and Emily are going to go, so that'd be exciting.
Well,
I'll wave to you up there.
yeah, maybe you can get a voucher and you can get an entree.
Ooh, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Three P's for Mississippi State versus Missouri. Talk to you then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.